Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
When marketers go woke, what do consumers do in response? I'm Greg Gillespie, and today a special conversation with Rich Coker. Dr. Coker is a professor of marketing and management at Grove City College in Western Pennsylvania. He talks about the Bud Light situation and what happens when advertisers forget about their audience.
I mean, if we look back historically, if we were to sort of put a pin in it, advertising within social issues that caused controversy or backlash, in 1994, furniture maker IKEA produced an ad which featured a gay couple. From there, we get into interracial couples. There was an advertisement from the Cheerios brand at one point introducing that topic. We had the controversy more recently with Nike and Colin Kaepernick and the controversy surrounding his actions on the sidelines of an NFL game. And we see others now which tend to feature or centralize around some cutting-edge issues like climate change and social justice, and more recently with the Bud Light controversy, the issue of transgenderism.
What motivates advertisers to be out there on these themes and subjects? Is it their own political stance? Are they wanting to show how cutting-edge they are? Are they just looking to increase profits?
On one side, we might see advertising from products or services or brands that are motivated legitimately by the concerns or the needs of their target audience. And by that, I mean, if you're in the market for a particular product or service, or you feel an affinity to that product or service, the advertiser or the marketer is going to want their message to you to be reflective and to resonate to you. For example, cause marketing brands or companies like Subaru, right, the auto manufacturer. Their target audience is a rather affluent married couple, maybe living in an urban area, generally a higher income, well-educated. So Subaru supports various causes that are relevant and important to that target audience. In that sense, the advertising is legitimately motivated by what the target audience wants. Now, on the Bud Light controversy and on that side of things, that's completely different. And it's tough to tell what the motivation might have been in that particular instance. Obviously, the Bud Light target audience is very different from the transgender influencer that was a part of that particular marketing effort. There's a complete disconnect there, and one of the reasons that I think it led to such a backlash. Another thing about campaigns and advertisements like that, there's sort of a history in marketing of marketers maybe thinking they know a little bit better than their customers, and they don't really pay attention to their target audience, who they are, what they think, what they like, what their motivations are. When you start to get outside of that focus, that's where things can really get off track, and I think the Bud Light controversy is emblematic of that.
We're talking with Dr. Rich Coker, who teaches marketing and management in the business department at Grove City College. Again, the process, you don't put on a million-dollar advertising campaign just by putting a couple people in front of a camera or in front of a radio microphone and doing it. Bud Light, did their corporation do any test marketing of this? They seem surprised that people would be offended or decide they didn't want to buy that brand anymore.
Right. So test marketing is a standard part of the marketing process, and it really helps you learn what works and what doesn't. I would be very surprised if the Bud Light brand tested their particular approach with Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender influencer, if they tested that approach with their current target market. They're very different, and I would have expected that those test results to come back and clearly indicate this was not the right thing to do. This might have been a sort of a one-time, hey, let's just throw this out there and see what happens. That might have been, you know, hey, though this will resonate with certain people and signal our virtue when it comes to our alignment with these various social causes. Maybe that was the reason to bypass any test marketing.
What do consumers do in sorting out, I want to buy from this store and not that store? I'm not appreciative of the causes that this corporation supports. Is the power still back in the hands of the consumers, or maybe even in the wallets of the consumers?
Well, I think ultimately, yes, it is. and our free market system presented with a number of different choices in just about anything, right? From the kind of laundry detergent we buy to the retailers we shop in to the kind of soda we buy to, you know, just about anything. We're presented with many, many choices. And so ultimately that power is in our wallets, and we're going to vote with the dollars that we have. You know, the Bud Light controversy is one issue. I mean, their market share and their retail sales, or their sales, have declined significantly since March of 2023, and they have not recovered. Other brands have kind of climbed up the market share ladder, and people are, you know, voting with their dollars. Now, in that particular product category, there are a lot of choices. And so it's very easy for, you know, to look at a crowded shelf and select one product over the other. The same might be true with the controversy that surrounded Target more recently and some of the backlash that they had. Well, are there shopping options that folks can go to if they don't align to what they believe Target or any other retailer or manufacturer might be?
Dr. Rich Coker teaches marketing and management. He joined us from Grove City College, where he has an article about this topic on the college's website. It is linked from the news podcast page at familylife.org.